The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Simchat Mem, continuing with the Talmudos of different Amalachas, Sifri Gimel, the bottom of page 382, Kuftavi Aleph from the base. Says the Mechaber, Ein Shoyben Nacheres, can't break the earthenware, as we continue to have Kuftavi Beis, Ben Koren Han Yoren, you cannot rip the paper, Mnei Shuhu, Kamisak and Kelly, because it's like you're fixing a vessel. Says the Mishabrua, Sifkot Mem, Ein Shoyben Nacheres, you can't break the earthenware, but Ein Bechulu, etc., you can't rip the paper. That is kedei l'hanich aleihem, to put it on them. Meaning, as the Dershu 82 brings that later on, he explains in Tovkov Ches that when they would roast the fish on the griddle, they would put on it a piece of earthenware or paper that would soak in water, so that the fish doesn't burn from the coals on the grill. So, saying you can't do those types of things. B'chihai gab, as you continue to have. Why? Because it's like Masakin Kli. Now, my read is talking about Alamita. It's not particular about the measurement, the size. If not, then you have a problem also of cutting to size. Which Sharatin Lisa Dal says that's obvious in Sefer Tereis Yisrael, that even if it's here by hand, there's a problem about Machatik. And look what we wrote in the submission of Chapez in the Bialocha. And continues the Mishabura. And if you're cutting the paper to cut up pieces, so then and you're doing kedila kenech esatzma behind to wipe yourself with them, or to some other type of utility, then he's liable for tearing, because it's a tearing with the intention of being constructive. Like we see later on in Sabidal. But the Sharatin Oizayin Hay says that's also from the Sefer Tereis Yisrael. There's postured according to what we wrote in Be'alach HaSibidalot that any Korea that has any type of rep tikkun in it, so then for that you're going to be chayav. Tzitzis Mishaburi says this is on Kaf Tzadi Beis. Mamachaber Shleiskei Kana Tamashim Korea. So why in the author here that they say that. Mentioned the reason because of tearing. I'm be'alocha to maskel ein, which is this huge be'alocha, and b'lekrei igeres hamachutim to tear open a sealed letter. I feel him yizar, even if he's mikir for shliyish ba'isis harasim, and not to break the letters of the postcard. Rakikar hanyosh the svivo, you're just going to tear the paper that's around it. That's also forbidden according to everyone. The fill lemel and Yehudi, even to tell a non-Jew, Yishli Zar want us to be careful, unless it's for a great need. The Sharatin, Oisai, and Zion says to look at the Be'alacha and Dipimaskah and Yor. And continues in Mishabur, says about Guda Kasav, a Guda he writes, Yemele and Yehudi, to tell the non-Jew, Ein Yochel Kreisai. I can't read it cause much in Besuch as long as it's not open. And if the non-Jew understands on his own and he'll open it, then we're not bothered by that because you didn't tell him explicitly to go ahead and open it. So that's just one sif. But then there's the Bi'alacha. Bi'alacha, the Bi'maskel, in the Bi'maskel in Shevrin, the Hulu, is on page 382. Bi'alacha. The Mechaber said that you can't break the earthenware and you can't tear the paper to use it for some type of like a covering for the grill because that's like masakin the clay. So the Be'alach explains. He says this paragraph and the one that's near it is from the Lashna Rambam. It says in his words, in this paragraph comes from what the Gemara says in Be'edav Lamed Beis. The reason is because you're making it into a vessel. It says L'chayro, according to what's obvious in the nearby paragraph. That when you tear amanas l'sakin, the intention of fixing your chayef or kareya for tearing, so why don't you say that here the problem in this sif is also as kareya? Why saying it's masakin kli? That's one question. Also, from Lashon Rambam, Perek of Gimel, it sounds like there's medrabanan, because he includes it over there also with many things that it's known that they're medrabanan. And if it would be because kareya, it would be a sederaisa. The truth is, he says, the Prima Gubbin already asked this question, he remains with a question. And this says, this is one that Achorinim wants to exclude from this, that it wouldn't apply ripping, kriya, only by something that's stitched and woven, that it's connected from many different parts, like the way it was with the Yerios, the curtains in the Mishkan, where we learn that the halacha from, but not by something that's one entity like leather or paper. He says that's not the case. It's brought in Yerushalmi explicitly that by ur, by leather, which is one piece, also the malacha of kriya applies. He says, and the Nishma Sodom really wanted to say this, and he rejected it from this Yerushalmi that says that no, kriya would even be by one piece. So the Bi'al Lacha comes to say a big chiddush. He says, Lulu the Mr. Fina says, if I wasn't afraid, he says, I want to say a bit, something new over here. He says, you can't say the name of kriya manas l'sakim, tearing with the intention of fixing, only when you're tearing something in the middle that you need for the remedy of both them, both parts, like the way it was in the Mishkan. That if, let's say you had a urea curtain that had some type of a hole, so they would tear it to restitch it, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Ayin Daled, that when you tore it, it was for the benefit of the whole curtain. And like the Gemara says within Shabbos Daf Kofei, the Abdi Kikista, also the benefit is for the whole garment. Now, when you're tearing in anger, that the Rambam says Yichayev, the reason is because he's doing good with this for himself, that it calms his anger down. So it says, if it was Masakin, the whole Beged, even though obviously not, but it's utility for mankind, whatever benefit is, which is not the case, when you tear something from a garment, let's say from the side, and his intention with this is to fix the garment, which was long, to let's say too long, or let's say it was ruined on the edge, and the ripped piece, you're not remedying at all. Then says the Be'alacha, it wouldn't apply over here. Kriya manas l'sakin. That wouldn't be the malacha. Rather, it would have a different name, which is what we're saying here in the sieve, which is called masakin mana, which now you're fixing the garment. And if it's particular about the size, then it would seem that also would be chayav as mechatech, which is cutting down to size. Look in Simeshin Rabbeis what we wrote regarding mechatech. Now, so it depends on the tikkun, on what the fixing is. If it's a full-fledged fixing, yichai for makav apatish, because now you're finishing off the vessel of the garment. If it's not a full-fledged fixing, it's not finishing it off, so then it's rabbinic. So it's different in our sieve, where you're tearing a part of a paper from a whole page to utilize it for some purpose, and in the part of the page that you tear off this paper, you're not fixing anything at all. You're just tearing off a piece to use, and the rest you're not using, maybe that's even ruining it actually like that, so that wouldn't be kriya manas l'sakin. And it would depend only according to the tikkun that's being done in the piece of paper that you're tearing off. So Rambam holds, this is what it says in the Gemara, demash v'li mana, it only means that it's nearer kriya manas kli. It looks like as if you're taking kli, because not really a full-fledged vessel through this, and therefore the Rambam included this halacha, it only, you're right, halacha the rabbanan. And according to this, if you would tear the paper into many torn pieces, and you would need to utilize each one, then you would be chayiv, because that's kriya manas l'sakin. He says, the support to what we're saying is from the Gemara Ma'id Kodin of Chabez of Abez. The pasuk says, v'yachzim b'vgada, he grabbed the hold of his garments, v'yikrom l'shnayim kareim, and he tore it into two tiers. Now, from the fact that they kareim, don't I know, says the Gemara, that it's into two? Sounds like the tam tearing is into two from that Gemara. And not that you're just tearing off anything from the side, and that you throw away and you remain with the garment on, in its place. So you see this idea that he's saying that kriya is only when it's affecting both sides. He says a little support to this is from the Yisham Perekla Gadol that was bothering them that hein the kriya, hein the chituch. And the Gemara and the Yisham says, no, kriya is be'emtza, chituch is minatzad. And he says, according to what we're saying, that what it means is, yeah, the tearing is only in the middle so that it should fix through the tearing the two sides. Like it was in the Mishkan, like we said. But chituch would even be on the side that you're cutting off the edge of the leather to smooth it out, to make it even. Like the Yerushalmi says over there, that the woman that's weaving, that if something is coming out from the weaving there at the edge, then you have mechatechas that she's cutting. But he says, however, you can reject the raya. Yerushalmi could maybe just be saying orcha de milsanok, it's just saying the norm. And what it means, kriya be'emtza, means that near the edge, at times, it's not possible only through cutting, because it doesn't have what to hold on to tear it with. Okay, this is all that we needed to resolve the lashon of the Gemara that says was because of mashvili mana, because it says that this malach is because of tikamana and doesn't say because of kerei. It said that's according to Shinsa Rambam, that when you make an opening for the neck, you tear open a garment, you make a neck hole, That's also the Isser is because of Kireya, so that's why we have to try to figure out why here it's not. But according to Shita's Rashi over there, that's also because of Mashvel Emoni making the vessel look over the Daf Mepches. And his reason is, like we wrote in Be'alocha later on, because he holds that anything that the affixing is recognizable right away when you're tearing it itself, then you can't really call that Kireya. It's not tearing, because you're making actually a vessel with your tearing, so when making an opening in the hole in the neck, that's not tearing, that's fixing. If that's the case, here also the story of the Gemara was that, yeah, you're making it a vessel when you're tearing, so therefore, of course, it wouldn't apply at all the name of Kireya at all. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't say the reason because of Kireya. So again, this whole discussion of what we have to resolve is only according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, it's Pashut. Now, it could be that according to Rashi, that there's an Issa Deraisa, not like the Rambam that we said it's Rabbana. But Issa Deraisa, Maki Bepatish, like in Daf Memches, that also over there Rashi writes, that's because of Mashvel Emon, and Rashi explicitly explains that the Chiva is because of Maki Bepatish, and here he would say the same thing. It says, well, what requires a little analysis is that so the word in the Rambam doesn't sound like this. Because Nalach Yuri writes that if someone tears Lahavsid to destroy, he's Pater because it's Makalkal, it's destructive. It sounds like Dafka because he's doing Lahavsid. But if let's say there is some type of a remedy in some way that you would be Chayim. So he says you could reject to say that this cutting that he's tearing and he's throwing it away obviously is like Lahavsid. Some of the Rambam writes, though, if someone's digging a pit and he only needs the earth that he's Pater because his kavan is lekalkal, is to ruin, even though he's having benefit from the earth. Akapon, regarding the making of the pit itself, that's considered kavanas lekalkal, to be destructive. And here also, regarding the piece that you throw into the ground, is totally makalkal. So look at the Rambam and Perek Alfna Rosh Abbas. If someone is concerned regarding the candle, because of that he puts out the wick, is he mechayev, even though the extinguishing is bechlal of this demolishing and ruining, like it sounds in the Gemara. Even so, you can be chayiv because with this you misaken the ner. So it says, it sounds like the guy exactly opposite of what we just said. And it says, and even if you can say the Rambam holds like the Svara of the Rabbi Seinu that's brought over there in Rashi, and this is all called according to him, it's being destructive, but with the intention of being constructive, like we explained previously in the Be'alocha, at least according to Rashi, it's obvious explicitly that it's called because he's not concerned about the wick. He throws that to the ground. Even so, he's going to be chayiv because he's concerned about the ner, about the lamp itself, which has included mekalkel in this area and mesakim makom acher, because you're going to be using a different wick. Even so, Yechayv according to the Kama says, but we already verified previously that according to Rashi, for different reasons, not including Kareya, says, but tzorchim calls it. Says, so it requires further analysis again to understand the halach over here. Why is it specifically Tikkun Mana, and if it's the Rabbanon or it's the Raisi.
In Dibur Maskel HaNiyor, the Mechaber says, now tear the paper because it's like Mesach and Kli. He says, look, Mishbura, Mesachkot Memal, what he wrote regarding opening up a letter. He says, I'll explain a little bit. He said, the Pre-Chodesh in Yerideya writes that a Yisrael that opens it is a Chiyiv Chatzis coin to everyone, because tearing the paper is mechalkal, destructive, but a Manas Lasakin, it has a productive element. And the tikkun is that you have to open it. And that's also the opinion of the Sefer Zechronis, that it's Mekalkel Manas L'Sakin. Shabbos Chacham Tzvi disagrees in this, and he permits through a non-Jew, and he doesn't explain his reason. It would seem that he holds, because you're not really fixing anything with the actual paper itself. Tzadik Tzadik Dal writes that, therefore, if someone tears in his anger to, let's say, intimidate the family members, he's part of Korn Tzvi, because there's no tikkun in the actual thing itself that was torn. But according to this, according to Ramadan Paskin, the Malach HaShem Zogulpa Yigun Lichayib, would be Issa Deraisa, and it would be forbidden to a non-Jew. Nishmas Adam, he says, I saw that he wrote that according to everyone, you can be Pater. And the content of what he's trying to say is that it's different when you're tearing on for a dead relative or in anger, where the tearing itself is the remedy, where the tearing, it calms his anger down or intimidates his family members, which is not the case over here, that for the paper, it's totally destructive, and the ticking is from some other secondary thing that now you can read what's inside. Truth is, it's not so clear his logic and the smart and the logic of the Chacham Tzvi regarding this, because it's known that the ikur tikkun of the igeris of the letter is that it's meant to read, and the tikkun is that you could read it. And if that's the case, when you tear it to read it, it is a malachat tzrich legufa. However, where the letter is closed inside a different paper, as the custom is, what's called an envelope, for sure, if someone tears the upper page, that is included in Mekalkel, and you can be part of even according to Behuda, as the Gemara says in Shabbat Avayim Gimel Beis, that Mekalkel is part of even according to Behuda, because you hold the malachat tzrich legufa, you can be chayib. So therefore, it's permitted to a non-Jew when it's necessary, because it's a shvus to shvus, because it's not biblical, because rabbinic, because it's considered mekalkel. However, according to what I brought previously, according to Shigdas Rashi, that is where it says someone asked Libna Shalim come, you're destroying with to build not in the same place, where it's Makalkal in this place and it's second elsewhere, you have according to Behuda, but that's the case. It rules regarding this. In all cases it would be Malacha Deraisa according to Behuda, because it is including Korea Amnas Lasakin. And even through a non-Jew, one should have to be careful. And that's how Magen Berman and Simon Shin Zayin Sekon Chof is inclined to say it's forbidden, like the opinion of the Sefer Zechariah. However, it seems that for a great need, one could be lenient to open it through a non-Jew, and especially if the letter is in some other paper in the envelope. And now, the Tzchila is definitely better to way he says to do like the way I wrote in Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Aguda, that, again, just hint, and if he understands on his own, and he opens it, fine. Some of the deer shoes. Dishu number 82, tearing cotton to dishu 83, tearing cotton to utilize it. Truvis Mechazitza writes that it has a look like tearing paper in a way that you'd have the Isser of Kirea tearing by paper. The Isser it applies also by cotton. And this Gerelds holds that you're not allowed to do this because Misakamana, you're making something. Now then, Rosh Zalman holds, there's no problem about the career of tearing because there's no action of tearing. It doesn't apply. It only applies by a curtain that's woven or by a piece of felt or paper, something like that, which is not the case by cotton, which is just has these pieces, but it's not one piece. Has just all the waste matter. He adds on that there's no problem either of misakin mana because it's not a significant action to consider like tikkun mana. Not the rest, not the rabbanon. But the Maisi writes that since the achrayin that it's forbidden to do this, one should be stringent. And we discussed the Mishnah Berurah later in the Mishnah Memdal at the end of the siman in Ois Zayin. Tishah number 84. If someone is found in a place that there's no ripped toilet paper, well, Yashin holds that you're allowed to cut the paper from the roll that's not cut in a backhanded way. For example, let's say you tear it with your elbow or something like that, because in a situation of Kabbat Abriyas, human dignity, they permit to do a malacha kalachiyat in the backhanded way, which we spoke about in Shin Yud Beis of Kon Chof. That's also been in this Karel. It's that if you find yourself in the laboratory that there's no cut toilet paper, you're allowed to wipe yourself with the long toilet roll. And after you take care of your needs of wiping, you put that into that paper into the toilet bowl. And even though by flushing the toilet bowl, it's going to tear the paper from where it's connected to the roll, that's not a problem about Karel. Now, if by flushing the water, it doesn't tear the paper, and he's in a communal place, so because of human dignity, he's allowed to tear it with in an abnormal way. However, if he cannot wipe himself with the paper from the roll, and he has to use specifically if it's cut, and this girl tells him because of covered abrius, he's allowed to tear the paper in an abnormal way. There's number 85. Chaznish writes, the halacha regarding opening a letter that's glued together, it depends on the Chayyar and the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam that's brought in by Allah the Maschal Ein. That according to the Rambam, that if you open up the neck hole, you have for Korea. So also if you open the letter, you have for Korea. According to Rashi, that opening the neck hole is not for Korea because the remedy is recognizable already at the time of the tearing. So to open up a letter, you're not chayyar because of Korea. He adds on over there that can't be mechayyar someone on opening a letter because of Makam Patish, because you don't have by this opening like as if you're building a vessel, because even though when it's closed, it's considered like a complete vessel. However, there would be, it's Rabbanam, take him on the Koran to Rashi. Chaznish adds on that it's possible, even Koran to Rashi, opening the letter is forbidden because of Kareya, because it's possible the reason of Rashi that when you open up an echo, you're not having Kareya, is not because at the time when you're tearing it's a tikkun's happening. It's just because the action that you chayv in it, because of Makam Patish, you're not chayv also for Kareya. But opening a letter that you're not chayv for Makam Patish, it's possible that you would be chayv also for Kareya. Dishlam 88. Even though it's forbidden to have benefit from halacha that a non-Jew does for Yisrael, as brought in Simon Shin Zayin Sefkon Yeraf, Kalkal Shabbos writes, in such a situation, the way the Mishnah Berurah introduces to like just say it and he understands on his own, it's permitted because you're not having benefit from the actual tearing, it's just from the ability to read, and that, therefore that's not considered having benefit from what the non-Jew had done. Dish number 90, Chaznish writes, as possible, even the opinion of the Rambam is like the opinion of Rashi, that if you open the manekol, you chai because of Makam Patish, not because of Kareya. Either Rambam writes this halacha and halachas that are involved in the halachas of Kareya. That's because that you have an action of Kareya. And he writes stam, that if you open up your Michaev, like Lashon the Gemara and Shabbos Tav Memchez, it's possible that he would hold it, you chai, al Makam Patish. Dish number 91, Chaznish writes, that if the one opening up is not having in mind to utilize the wrapping after it's open, so then you don't have by the opening any prohibition because of kareya. Just like when you tear the leather that's over the skin that's over a barrel to take what's inside of it, there's no problem malachas kareya, as Mishnah Berurah brought in Siman Shin Dal Sukkot Chafei. However, if after the opening the wrapping would still be useful for some utility, chasnis, right, then you don't open it, even if you're not intending to utilize it, because maybe you're going to open up the wrapping even when you do want to utilize it. Just like we find that the begeizer, a person should not make a splinter to break something off to smell it, because he might break it to use it as a toothpick, which would be makom padash. Now, to tear the wrapping in a way that it won't be fit for utility anymore, chasnis, right, that's permitted because it's possible to utilize it, so there's no makom for this gezer. Now, regarding the wrapping of a sausage that's made from plastic or from paper, chasnis, right, that since it's not possible to go back and utilize that torn piece, you let it tear it off. In a place where you don't pull off only the part of the sausage, but you're particularly not to ruin the whole packaging, someone holds not to permit for that reason that we mentioned before, and he holds that the reason why it's permitted to remove the wrapping of the sausage is because the wrapping is bottled to the sausage, and just like it's permitted for this reason to break the shell of a nut, same thing as those over here. So too, the milk bags or bags of nylon or paper that you have inside of it types of food or medication and stuff like that, Shlomo Zalman writes that since the norm is to throw it away, that when you empty out the contents, and for the second they're bottled to what's inside of it, so you let it tear the packaging to get what's inside of it, let the sugar packets, and look at Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, that Shlomo Zalman didn't permit to do this, only in combination of additional reasons. Look what he writes over there, that by the milk bags, it's appropriate not to do it, but just like a small hole, so that the hole's not meant to take in and take out through that hole. That's also been a b'yashiv that just adds on that not to open up the bags like a good opening in the normal way, but rather make a tear not in the normal way, for example, with his teeth or his hands, or to tear the whole bag in a way that destroys the whole bag. Another Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not allowed to open up these bags in a way that it's going to be fit for utility, for example, to maintain the milk or the food that's inside of it, or you let it tear it in a way that it won't be useful anymore with the Chasnish rites regarding the wrapping.